The good hitters never seem to be too intimidated by two strikes.
Corey Harrell is not intimidated.
Not at all. 5 home runs on the season. He steps out, they call time.
He had a double the first time up, and I think he's going to go for a longer one this time.
He just seems to measure the pitch pretty well. We saw that even with Albia when we were here before. Strong right-handed batter. Here's the pitch on the way. Oh, he wanted to chase that and held up.
He wants to get a pitch he can hit.
That was way outside the zone. It's now 3-2. On deck, it's Parker. It never gets easier with their lineup, does it? From the stretch again, it's Barnett. The pitch on the way. Fouled it straight back. He ended up ripped that time. He was on it, just didn't quite get it. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
He says, if Embry can hit it clear to the fence, I can too.
Embry didn't miss much of putting that over the fence.
No.
Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. What? Dropping down a little three-quarter and getting the strikeout, and the big one was Barnett.
Parker.
2 out, and it's all up to Brett Parker. 5-0, Twin Cedars in the second. They still have runners on at second and third. Very good right-handed batter up there now, Brett Parker, Jr. Came into this game, as I said, hitting at 500, and he grounded out from short first in his first plate appearance. Just a fantastic night for baseball here. Nice breeze going through the box and on the field. There's a ground ball right side in there for a base hit. That will score one, and they're going to hold the other runner at third. A base hit for Brett Parker and an RBI, and 6-0 Sabres, and going to third base, Hunter Embry. Parker picks up the RBI. And now it's Drew Carlson. They've sent 9 men to the plate. This is the 10th man of the inning. Drew Carlson coming up here, and that's all for Barnett. Rod Ashman's seen enough. We're going to get some changes here, and we'll see if we can follow these. Barnett will go to third now. And the third baseman, Jensen, will go to left field. And we're going to try to get the new pitcher here for you in just a second.
I don't have this.
We're going to try to get it. Number 43 will be the new pitcher for them, Dave. Do we have a Eddyville roster for them, number 43? Jensen, who had been the third baseman, will stay in the game, go to left field. Boyles will come out of the game for them. And the pitcher, Barnett, will go to third, and the new pitcher is number 43, Louis Winkleman. Thank you, Dave. Louis Winkleman coming in for Eddieville Blakesburg, the left-hander. And the umpire is giving the change. And Winkleman, left-hander, coming in for Eddieville Blakesburg. You're going to have to figure the totals here, Bill, on Barnett, but we do know 6 runs in, and he's still responsible for 2 runners on base. And he gave up unofficially. I'm looking at 6 hits, but they were just really having batting practice with him here in this inning in particular. Winkleman was coming on here for Eddieville Blakesburg.
7 hits.
7 hits off Barnett. 6 runs and 7 hits. He yielded in an inning and 2/3. So Twin Cedars just all over Trent Barnett tonight. Winkleman's getting the nod here for Eddieville now. He's a left-hander. He's 1-0 on the season. He's pitched 7 innings. He has not given up a run. He's walked 3 and struck out 3. And opponents in those 7 innings have had a .143 batting average. And I have to love his hat. I don't know if you remember, some folks may not, because he's in the minor leagues now. Dontrell Willis, who had a short, albeit a pretty good at one time, major league career, particularly for the Miami Marlins, always had his hat, Bill, bent way, way up in the air. And that's what we see from Louis Winkleman. His bill of his cap is pointing almost straight up in the air. Interesting style. And he hits the first batter.
Left-hander. Wait a minute. Yeah, okay.
Carlson, and that loads the bases. Again, here's Eric Clark, who had a base hit. Really got everything started for them in this inning. Left-handed batter, Clark. Here's the pitch from Louis Winkleman. It's a strike. Twin Cedars has the bases loaded here with 2 out. They lead 6-0. We'll have the final book on Barnett here in a minute. Here's the pitch on the way from Winkleman. Swing and a miss, strike two. He's just throwing good country hardball right now, trying to get the Rockets out of the inning.
Well, he moved up to second. Okay.
Here's the pitch on the way. Breaking pitch, he got him to chase strike three, and the inning is over. So Winkleman comes in, hits the batter, but then gets a big strikeout and finally puts out the fire. That closes the book on Barnett, who gave up six runs on seven hits for Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. Who to the thunk it, as Dizzy Dean would have said, in this classic matchup between 17-5 Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont and the third-ranked Twin Cedars Sabres. Twin Cedars is all over the Rockets right now. They lead it 6-0. We'll be back for the third inning right after this. I'm Rich Grimes with Bill Saylor. Big matchup here in southern Iowa tonight. Twin Cedars. The Sabres hosting Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. Sabres up 6-0 here. Speaking of the iCubs, they're playing a doubleheader with Nashville tonight. You can still get tickets. They'll be playing Nashville. The Rangers Ball Club, AAA Ball Club, all week now. And also another doubleheader Saturday. Get up at Principal Park. Take in iCubs baseball. They've got fireworks Friday night, too.
They almost have fireworks every home game, seems like.
Terrific place to watch baseball. One ball, one strike. Leadoff hitter for Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. Top of the order, Jaron Glosser. Second baseman. Coy Moore has been staked to a six-run lead. That one's fouled back and out of play, and he's been very effective. How effective? He struck out six in two innings. He walked two in the first inning, settled right down, and curveball is just terrific. He's got good location on it tonight, mixing the fastball in with it. So far looks very, very good. The 8-day layoff did not hurt him, at least not very long. Tried to overthrow that one a little. Fastball misses 2-2. If you're an Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont fan, you have to be a little bit stunned right now. Here's the pitch. That missed high, 3-2. Their big ace is Christian Bambrook, who pitched against Centerville last night, and that's why we are not seeing him tonight. Ball four, leadoff man's on, and Glosser, and that brings Trevor Schwartz to the plate. He walked in the first inning. Well, if you're an Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont fan, you have to just try to pick away at that lead, but you've also got to find a way to shut off the Sabres, and that might be the hard part tonight, Bill. They look very, very sharp. Short lead. I would not imagine he's running. Glosser trailing by six. The pitch, it's a strike inside corner. Good fastball for Moore. No balls, one strike. Want to remind you, as we said at the top of the program, the Albia Follies. Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, 7:30, King Opera House. Tickets available, reserved at the Albia newspapers and at the door. They always have a lot of fun. There's that great breaking pitch for a strike. 0-2. He is really in command of that, isn't he?
It throws that right in where he wants it to.
No balls, two strikes. Moore from the belt. The right-hander fires. Outside for a ball. 1-2. Have to commend the Twin Cedars administration. They've got a couple of the players going around taking collection. Springer family. Tough week here. And the loss of their teammate and friend in a traffic-related type accident. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. On deck, it's Bambrook.
pitcher just created a balk.
Yep. Coy Moore balked that time, and of course that allows the dead ball, that allows the runner to go to second base. He didn't step off, and that made the difference. Can't fake that throw that way. There's a curveball chopper to the second baseman. Now put it cleanly. There's the throw for the putout. That's out number one. Nice play that time by Colin Still. Here's the big guy, Christian Bambrook. He walked in his first plate appearance. Powerful right-handed batter. Wow, look at all that. Isn't that something? Dave Roby just showed us a
batting helmet full of money.
Wow.
Full of contributions.
Well, as we've said it before, this is a class organization here. They take care of their people, and they're good to other people. Ball one to Bambrook. Moore throws it low, ball two. The luxury of pitching to Bambrook here is that you've got a six-run lead. Here's the pitch. That's high ball three. Bambrook has only hit two home runs on the year, but the big thing about him as a great hitter in this area, Bill, is he is very much a line drive hitter. He hits the ball hard, but he's more of a doubles hitter. And that missed ball four, and he draws another base on balls. He's not what we would call a classic home run hitter. But every team would love to have him, wouldn't they?
He is something else.
Runners at the corners now, Freddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. They have something going here. There's one out, and here's Wursta. Chance Wursta, he struck out in his first plate appearance on that good breaking pitch from Coy Moore. Here's the pitch. He puts a bunt down. It rolls, and it's just foul. Nice job that time by Corey Harrell. That looked for a minute like it wasn't going to go foul. And I'm a little amazed at that six down here that they would have Wursta, who's a power hitter, putting that bunt down. Unless, of course, they're just trying to pick up a run here and there as they can.
I'm a little surprised, too.
Now, Earl Weaver would be hoping for a three-run homer here.
I would, too, if I was Earl.
Here's the 0-1 pitch to Wursta. Breaking pitch, that's high for a ball.
It was a pretty darn nice bunt. It was only fouled by an inch or so.
And there would have been no chance to get him.
Yeah, it was a wonderful bunt, but just barely fouled.
Here's the pitch from Coy. Inside for a ball.
Well, I think the coach would talk to him. He'd tell right down again.
Two balls and one strike. And Coy steps off. Outfield very deep in center. Not so deep in left and right for Wursta. Most of the long hit balls we've seen tonight have been to center. Good pitch in there that time, 2-2. He struck out Wursta as he got him to chase the curveball out of the zone in his first plate appearance. He's got him 2-2 here. Will he come back with it? Let's see if he remembers that and does it again. From the belt, a pitch, fastball. It's high for a ball, 3-2. Went back to the fastball that time. Three balls, two strikes.
Let's see if Bambrook runs. He's on first. He should run on this pitch.
He's got good speed. I'd be surprised if he doesn't. He doesn't.
No.
It's in the dirt. The bases are loaded. So now we see Coy Moore slipping a little bit back to that control problem, which he seemed to shake, and now Matt Miller's coming out. Actually, he's looking into the dugout. He's taking a slow walk out to talk to Coy Moore. Twin Cedars lead 6-0, but Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont now has the bases loaded with one out, and they've got Corey Archer coming to the plate. And I think right now what we're seeing is a little bit on the fastball I'm seeing with Moore. His release point change, he's holding on to the ball a little longer, and sometimes when he's high, he's releasing it too soon. He's not in a rhythm right now like we saw him in the latter part of the first inning and the second when he struck out the side both innings. So it's a mechanic problem. Rod Ashman's going to take the opportunity for Eddieville Blakesburg to talk to his batter, Corey Archer, the center fielder. The umpire thinks that's been long enough. He'll go out and break up the conference out on the hill. I'm not too sure if I was in this position, the way he has commanded his curveball, I wouldn't just start living on it a little bit here.
He's overthrowing it right now. He just wants to just curve it in there.
Just stay in its rhythm and let it do its own thing. When you try to control it or throw it too hard, it loses its movement, yeah. doesn't it, Bill?
Yeah, he can't throw it for a strike. If he wants to throw it for a strike, he's just got to ease up in there and throw it for a strike.
There's a fastball right at the knees. Good fastball that time from Coy Moore.
And I like
one.
I like that. He's got a 6-run lead. He doesn't want to mess around. Just make him hit the ball.
Pitch to contact. From the belt, the pitch by Moore. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
Another fastball.
Nice stop by Embry.
Now, if you want, he's got two strikes and no balls. He wants to fool around with that curve. Now would be the time.
I think you try to make him chase outside the zone again.
Exactly.
Here's the 0-2 pitch from the belt by Moore.
Ooh,
and that's a chopper. Second baseman, big hop, but he takes a nice play that time by Colin Still. That ball took an AstroTurf-type hop on the last hop. He stayed with it, made the play at first for the putout for out number two. That does score a run. That's an RBI for Archer. And it's 6-1, but that was a big putout. And a nice play that time by Still. The ball just kind of zoomed on him on the last hop, didn't it?
Bob Story's head, he was thinking double play until that ball got out of range for a double play. Couldn't do that.
Curveball, that's high for a ball. Jaron Jensen, the batter. Jensen started at third base for them. He's now in left field. Eddie Will Blakesburg, right-handed batter. They've got runners in scoring position, second, third, one out. He fouls it over toward the TC dugout, racing and making a heck of a catch over there. Outstanding play.
The first baseman,
Eric Clark, and that was over very near the Twin Cedars dugout. He had to go a long way, and this reach out and snag that. What a big play there, particularly with runners in scoring position for EB. Twin Cedars really dodged a bullet that time, but some good defensive play to do it.
Three walks, no hits. Three walks.
One run in.
Two runs left on.
They really came out of that pretty good because it didn't look too good there for a moment. Great defensive effort by the second baseman and also Clark on that foul pop-up. We played 2.5 at 6-1, Twin Cedars, and we'll be back right after this. Twin Cedars of Bussey, the third-ranked Twin Cedars Sabres at 16-1, hosting the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets at 17-5. Big matchup tonight in the area, and Twin Cedars leads it here in the bottom of the third, 6-1. We always take a look at the Cardinal Cup ball game. A lot of Cardinal fans, a lot of Cup fans as we do baseball action. They're currently in the bottom of the fifth. It's Chicago 1, St. Louis 1. St. Louis allowed an unearned run on two errors. But they're 1-1 in the bottom of the fifth in St. Louis, Missouri. Leading it off now for Twin Cedars in their white uniforms with blue trim, it's Colin Still.
Yes,
second baseman. He had a base hit in his first plate appearance. He's 1-for-1. 6-1 ball game. Of course, the lights are on. You know, in a few days, the days are going to start getting shorter. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Up with it. Long throw. Right on time. Nice play by Schwartz. Vanbrook, of course, at 6'6", can make that stretch very, very well, and he makes the put out. One down. Levi Jones, the batter. Right fielder. Levi reached on an error in his first plate appearance by the pitcher. That was where he hit a ball that they tried to get the force at third, and the pitcher threw it away. Curve ball. Inside for a ball. Louis Winkleman on the hill in relief of Trevor Barnett, who started the game, and all six runs were charged to him. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball, swing and a miss. 1-1. Levi Jones.
That's a good baseball name.
It's a good football name. Came into this one hitting 349. Here's the pitch by Winkleman. A little bit low, ball two, 2-1. They have two Levi's on their team.
Only one playing right now, though.
Right, Levi Pinniger is the other one, the freshman. That's high for a ball, 3-1. You know who the most famous Levi was, don't you?
I will have to think about that. His name is on some chewing tobacco.
I didn't know that one. 3-1. I was thinking Levi Strauss, the blue jeans guy.
Oh, okay.
Which means nothing. Here's the 3-2 pitch on the way here to Jones. He fouls it straight back. You know where he invented blue jeans? He was in the San Francisco gold fields and the miners came in and had something to
write.
And now they're about $60 a pair and nobody can afford them. You've got to be a gold miner to buy them now. Ball four to Jones. Draws the walk with one out. And back to the top of the order, Coymore, the pitcher's up there. He's grounded out and singled and scored a run.
You want some more Levi trivia? They are not the highest-selling blue jeans in Texas. Texans wear a lot of blue jeans, but
yes,
Levi is not number one. Guess what is?
Wrangler.
You didn't need to guess.
You knew. Here's the pitch on the way. High for a ball to Coymore. One ball, no strikes. On deck for the Sabres, it's Otis Roby. This is where they did a lot of damage last inning and built that six-run lead at the time. Winkleman fires. It's outside for a ball. Nice job by Worsted. Two balls, no strikes. Jones. Levi Jones is at first. I think I call him Johnson. There's a Levi Johnson, but he's on Eddieville's team. Pitch by Winkleman. There he goes. There's going to be the throw down by Worsted, and it's a stolen base. Nice job that time by Levi Jones. He had a big jump on the left-hander, Winkleman, which it's harder to get a jump on a left-hander. But Jones steals it cleanly. Nice job that time by Levi. And that is his 17th stolen base on the season. Guess how many attempts, Bill? 17.
He has not been thrown out yet.
And that's just another dimension of the Sabre team. They've got a lot of power, but they've got a lot of speed. You take Otis Roby, you take Levi Jones, these guys can really get on the bases, and they're rabbits out there. Three balls, one strike here to Moore. Pitch, he missed wide, and it's ball four, and now the Sabres threaten again. First and second, one out, and here's Otis Roby. He's had a big night. He's been on base twice. He's got a base hit. He's stolen a base.
Scored a run
for one.
Scored two times.
And we're getting into that meat of the Twin Cedars order again. Winkleman, the left-hander, on a relief of Barnett. Fires. Fastball, first strike. Belt high. No balls, one strike. Our next game will be Monday night. I'll be in Sheraton with softball. I'll be at Sheraton softball. Here's the pitch from Winkleman, way outside. Nice block that time, shifting over, making the block. It's Worsted, 1-1. The next boys' baseball game we'll be bringing will be Alvia at Sheraton. That's Tuesday night, and then the Cityville-Blakesburg Rocket team will be in Alvia for a doubleheader next week. We'll be seeing Twin Cedars again this year, and, of course, Eddieville-Blakesburg-Fremont. Swing and a miss for a strike. Strike two to Otis Roby. Sharon has a very good baseball team, too, Bill.
I hear they do.
We haven't seen them this year. We will. Here's the pitch from Winkleman, breaking ball right up the middle of base hit. Nice job that time, and that'll load the bases. Singling right up the middle, going with the pitch. Otis Roby, his second hit of the evening. And the bases are loaded, and here's Hunter Embry, who doubled in his last plate appearance and drove it very, very deep to center field. Bases are loaded, one out, 6-1 Sabre lead here in the third. And with Embry up there.
The infield is coming in close. I don't know.
Here's the pitch. Takes it for a strike. That was low. Not a good pitch to hit that time. But the base is loaded. Shortstop and second baseman out just about 3 or 4 feet off the edge of the grass. They're going to try to come home here if they get a chance. There's a foul ball out of play, strike two. But when you pull in that infield even that much, you really increase the chances for the batter. And with a batter like Embry, you don't have to increase his chances. He gets the ball very, very well. Hitting 419 on the season. Breaking pitch just missed from Winkleman. Winkleman grimaced on that one.
What are we, what, one ball and two
strikes? One ball and two strikes.
Oh, that pitch, he should, boy, that was outside. High and outside.
Winkleman off the wind, the pitch on the way, and that's inside, and Worsted blocks that one. He's doing a nice job behind the plate now. He's getting a workout, too. 2-2.
We don't need a wild pitch right now.
Two balls, two strikes. Corey Harrell on deck. In the power part of that Twin Cedars batting order. Strong right-handed batter. Pitched by Winkleman on the way. Bases loaded. And that one's fouled. Good rip that time Embry had on that pitch. Fouling it over by the school. High school's to the right of the baseball field. Elementary is behind, is closer to the softball field, which is to our east here. Got a nice complex.
Football field's on our left.
Here's the pitch. That's fouled straight back over the press box. Barely got a piece of that. Embry does not get cheated up at the plate, though.
He is after one. He is swinging hard.
I knew his dad, and he was a fine athlete. He passed away just a couple of years ago. The pitch on the way. There's a base hit to right. That'll score one, maybe two. Nope, they're going to hold the runner at third. It's a good job that time by the right fielder, Mays, getting it in quickly. And he is a good right fielder. That's an RBI again for Embry. It's 7-1 now for the Sabres. And that brings to the plate Corey Harrell. And he has a double and a strikeout. He's the cleanup hitter. Corey Harrell leads the team in home runs with 5. Bases are loaded for it. Good cut, and he was going for downtown on that one, strike one. No balls, one strike. 7-1 Sabres leading here, and we're only in the bottom of the third. Winkleman gets the sign from Worsted, the pitch, breaking ball way outside and high for a ball, 1-1. So Embry's at first. Roby's at second, Moore's at third. One out. Sabre cleanup hitter up there awaits the pitch from Winkleman. Here it is. He got a good cut at that. That's fouled over by the school for strike two.
He'd like to get that pitch again.
It was there for him, but he didn't get all of it. You could just watch him up there at the plate as he digs in and gets ready. He is really measuring Winkleman. Here's the pitch. And he just got a piece of that and fouled it off. He was fooled by the curveball that time. One ball and two strikes. Good speed on the bases for the Sabres. Manbrook's in.
How can
on
he
the
look,
grass.
How can he look for a hitting signal?
Here's the pitch from Winkleman. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And he struck out twice, and he's probably going to the dugout thinking, I'm missing some opportunities here. Big cleanup strikeout there. Harrell's the cleanup hitter, but he's fanned twice. And it's up to Brent Parker. He had a base hit in his last plate appearance. He's 1-for-2. Base is still loaded, but there are two out now. The pitch by Winkleman. Fastball right in there for a strike. Winkleman's a big boy out there on the mound for EBF.
He might be kind of tough right now.
Big left-hander. The pitch on the way. That's in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. Drew Carlson's on deck for the Sabres. Looking down to the third base coach is Parker. He steps back in. Here's the pitch from Winkleman. That's high for a ball, 2-1. Well, he can't afford to put him on. There's no room. Two balls and a strike. Parker just looks like a good all-around athlete. He just has good presence out there. And he calls that a strike. That looked a little low, but it's called a strike, two and two. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Bases are loaded. Bottom of the third, 7-1 Twin Cedars. Winkleman gets the sign from Wirsta. Here's the pitch on the way. And just getting a piece of that is Parker, and he fouls it back.
I'm amazed at the batter looking at the coach with the bases loaded, two out. What can the coach do but say, get a good pitch and hit it?
I'm a little amazed here. I think sometimes Sabres are hitting so well tonight. Sometimes they're just look a little bit overeager. They're really trying to lay into them. They get some really hard swings. Strike three, Carl Parker down on strikes. And you could see that coming. Winkleman's been going to that breaking ball when he has a chance for the strikeout. Brett Parker walks away shaking his head. The Sabres leave three, but they pick up another run, Bill. And Winkleman really worked out of trouble there with a couple of strikeouts.
In the meat of the order, he struck them out.
One run on two hits. There were no errors and three big runners left on base. We played three. It's 16th-ranked Twin Cedars 7, Annieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, the leaders of the South Central Conference 1. We'll be back for the fourth inning right after this. Top of the fourth, Levi Johnson leads it off here for Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Twin Cedars leads them 6-1, 7-1 rather, here in the top of the fourth.
What do you got?
Levi has struck out in his only plate appearance. He's a DH tonight, came into the game hitting 122. That's low for a ball, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Coymore. Somebody's got the girls' game going. You can almost hear it coming in on ours. It's almost like we're getting to do two broadcasts at once.
You're listening to one and doing one.
Twin Cedars girls tonight playing Pella Christian. Two balls, no strikes to Johnson. Here's the pitch on the way. It's just outside, apparently, 3-0.
How can you walk the first batter with a six-run lead?
Three balls and no strikes. Coy wants to just bring this in, make them hit their way on. He does. Good swing and a miss. Strike one. Good fastball from Coy Moore. He has had a good night. He's had moments where he's kind of slipped a little bit, but he has struck out six batters tonight. He also has four walks. The pitch, that's fouled back. Strike two. Three balls, two strikes.
He's pitching a one-hitter. Did you ever broadcast a no-hitter?
I think so, yes. Strike three, and Johnston strikes out for the second time. He stood there, and that went right by him. One down, that race to the plate. Cole Maine's the right fielder. The bottom batters so far in the Eddieville Blakesburg lineup, the bottom three hitters are 0-for-4. They've all struck out. So, I think they must be out there. Right-handed batter. Cole Maines, the pitch from Moore, way outside, ball one. Held on a little long on that one. Nice crowd here tonight for the Sabres and the Rockets. They support their teams very, very well. They've got a good crowd. Coy Moore, long look into his catcher, Embry. And there's a strike at the letters, 1-1. One ball, one strike. On deck, it's going to be Louis Winkleman. went into the lineup for them to pitch because Moyles came out of the lineup.
Okay.
And he's done a good job in relief for them, too, so far. So he's on deck for them. Here's the 1-2 pitch now by Moore. Just outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Want to remind you again, here's the pitch. There's that breaking ball. That's 7 strikeouts now for Coy Moore. 2 down. And here's Louis Winkleman, the relief pitcher who came on in the second inning for the Rockets. 2 up, 2 down here in the bottom, top half of the fourth. Want to remind you, of course, the car show, tractor show, Bob Reed tractor show. That's Saturday on the Albia Square. Gets underway in the morning. You can go up there early and see a lot of great cars and tractors. All the awards in the afternoon, and a lot of great food up there, including the Albia Brewing Company, teaming up with Rotary to raise money for the big July 4th fireworks and all the stuff out there. So we hope you get up there Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon on the Albia Square. Here's the pitch by Coy, and that's a strike, 2-1. And then the Follies tomorrow night, Friday and Saturday. Tickets $8. You can get them at the Albia Newspaper Reserved or at the door, and they have quite a big show. Comedy, dance, great singing. It's a lot of fun. Take advantage of that. 2 balls, 1 strike. Coy Moore being very effective tonight. And as I say that, he hits the outside corner of the fastball. Strike 2, 2-2. 7 strikeouts on the night, 4 walks. He's only given up 1 hit, 1 run to this juncture. Here's the pitch. That's inside. And the... Nope. Hunter Avery thought maybe he checked his swing, but not in time. Tagged him, but now Hunter talks to the umpire. He's okay with that. It's 3-2. Good job by Emery that time, though. Rather than wait, he went aggressively to try to make the play and tag him out if it was a checked swing, which it wasn't. The pitch on the way. There's a fly ball out of the left field. The left fielder there goes down one knee, makes the catch. Nice fly, Drew Carlson. We're out number 3. 3 up, 3 down, nothing across. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's the Sabres, 7, the Rockets, 1. We'll be right back. Fourth, Twin Cedars leading Eddyville 7-1 in the big matchup in the area tonight. And Bill Saylor's alongside yours truly, Rich Grimes. We are enjoying being here, as always, at Twin Cedars of Bussey High School. Great field, great team, great people. And, of course, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, same thing. Two really, really nice schools, nice programs, and it's always fun to watch them play. No matter who they play, they always put a good team on the field. We're in the bottom of the fourth, 7-1, Twin Cedars leading. Cardinal Cub up to 8, 6th inning, still tied there 1-1.
Go Cubs!
That proves that I'm an equal opportunity employer right there. Left fielder. Drew Carlson comes up, Bill. What's Drew done on the night?
Drew hit a ground ball to shortstop and was thrown out. And the next time, he was hit by a pitch, but this time he drives it into left field. And the left fielder makes a nice catch for Eddyville, and there is one out.
Jerem Jensen making the play one way, and that brings to the plate now for the Sabres, Eric Clark. And Eric had a base hit and fanned. He is 1-for-2, left-handed batter. Winkleman's done a pretty good job for them in relief. Got out of a big jam last inning with only 1 run scored. He throws a strike here. The Sabres were basically having batting practice against the first starter tonight for Eddie Vilblaiksberg. That's not to denigrate him. They were just having their way. Fell straight back 0-2. It's hard to believe. I look out here at the ball diamond, just a beautiful June 9th. You think in a couple of months, we'll look up and the lights that will be on will be football lights. Foul tip, straight back, remains 0-2. Summer goes so very quickly. And baseball and softball is such a very big part of it. And, of course, state tournament this year in baseball, where both these teams hope to end up, will be at Principal Park up in Des Moines. Home of the I-Cubs. Going down on strikes, Eric Clark two away, and here's Colin Still, the second baseman. Colin has a hit on the 90s, grounded from short to first. What a thrill that is. Twin Cedars actually played at Principal Park, defeating Fort Dodge St. Edmunds earlier this year. Several high school teams get that opportunity, and what a thrill that always is to play on that kind of a field and that kind of a ballpark. There's a strike at the letters. Winkleman has settled down considerably here. He's throwing strikes. Left-hander, Louis Winkleman. He fires. There's a ground ball right back to Winkleman on one hop over to first. Three up, three down. Good inning for him and for the Rockets. Nothing across for Twin Cedars. We go now to the fifth. It's still 7-1 Twin Cedars. Oh, buy me some peanuts and cracker jacks.
Don't
I need my
feet. I ever get back.
Greg. Okay, I didn't hear that. Move on, the cat. We're back here at Twin Cedars and Bussey. Big matchup tonight. The Sabres are having the best of it right now. They lead 7-1 over the Eddie Vilblaiksberg Fremont Rockets. As we said, Eddie Vilblaiksberg came into this game, the leaders of the South Central Conference, after splitting with Centerville last night. And Twin Cedars, third ranked, 16-1. Eddieville, 17-5. Coy Moore has pitched a very effective game for the Sabres. And he faces the leadoff hitter, Jared Glosser. 0-1, he's walked and scored a run. Takes a strike. Send a shout-out out to my folks tonight. They're undoubtedly listening. Gladys and David, 96 and 95 years old. Who's counting? Strike two to Glosser. They enjoy the game. And in fact, I can tell you, Bill, their routine. They'll be listening to this game and watching the Cardinals with the sound turned down. Foul straight back, 0-2. That's a real doubleheader.
That is too much for me. I can't do that.
They watch one and listen to one, and they're not the same, and they'll keep them straight.
Good enough.
The pitch by Moore. And he is down on strike.
He smoked him with that one.
Good fastball from Coy. One down, and that now is, I believe, nine strikeouts. Nine strikeouts for Coy Moore. And we're only in the top of the fifth. And he's walked four. And he's still only given up one hit. Trevor Schwartz, the batter, 0-1. He's walked. He was stranded in the first inning. He takes a strike.
Still got that curveball.
Coy Moore, just a junior. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Up with it is Roby. Long throw, and he gets it. Strong arm by Otis Roby. Nice play that time. Two up, two down, and that brings up Bambrook. He's walked twice, and he has not gotten a good pitch to hit tonight. But with nobody on here, I would like to see Coy really challenge him. One of the top hitters in the region. Big right-handed hitter. I mean big. He's about 6'6". pitch by Moore, and it's a strike. He was laying off that one, taking the first pitch.
You won't see that again, I don't think.
And Coy steps off.
I think he's going to see some other pitches.
Christian Bambrook was on this club as an eighth grader, and he's had an outstanding career. Breaking ball high, 1-1. Outstanding basketball player in his career at Eddyville. 1-1. Coy Moore's pitch on the way. Here it is. Strike two on the corner. And one thing that's impressing me about Moore, he's just not intimidated. He's went after the hitters tonight, done a good job. He's got Bambrook set up 1-2. Let's see if he goes the breaking pitch. Here it is. He does, and just a little chopper. Great play at third. Long throw in time, and that was bang, bang. Terrific play by Corey Harrell on the short hop snagging that, and the long stretch by Eric Clark. That was pretty on both ends, and they get Bambrook on just a terrific defensive play by the corners on this twin-seater Sabre ball club. Three up, three down, nothing across. We go to the bottom of inning number five. It's still Twin Cedars 7. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 1. We'll be right back. Bottom of the fifth, 7-1, Twin Cedars, over. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont here. And Bill, you enjoying yourself tonight? It's a great ball game.
I always enjoy myself when you go out to the old ballpark.
And we heard a little bit ago, Dave Roby down there playing Take Me Out the Ball Game. I thought Dave might lean out the window here and sing it, but he didn't do it. Now he's playing the Olympic theme. This guy's got good soundtracks. He's got good stuff.
I'd be afraid to even leave out the window here. Let alone sing.
Here's the first pitch now by Wink, going way outside, and that one goes back to the fence. Leading it off here is Levi Jones. Levi has had a good night. He scored two runs, reached on an error, and walked.
He's covering right field.
Levi Jones.
Scored twice. Stolen base.
And, of course, he has great speed.
There you go.
And there's a fly ball head on the right. It's going to drop. Base hit. Just beyond the outstretched arms of Page. And there goes Jones. Two aces. And he is in with a stand-up three-bagger triple.
Oh, no way. Prettiest play in baseball is a triple.
Yes, it is. And don't you like to watch him run?
He has got the wheels.
Lead-off triple from Levi Jones. And he hit that a ton. And credit Cole Maines, he was on the run, made a great attempt, but it was beyond his outstretched glove, goes to the fence, and Jones was thinking three right from the get-go. And that brings to the plate, top of the order, Coy Moore. And he fouls off. Good cut that time by Coy for strike one. He has one hit on the night. He scored a run, and he's driven in a run.
He got a walk.
Boy, Jones can fly. Here's the pitch from Winkleman. And that's foul back, strike two. And as I said before, I'm impressed. This is a team that's got a lot of power, but they've got a lot of speed, too. And as we saw at the end of last inning, they play good defense. They've got a complete ball club. If they continue to improve, they're going to be reckoned with as we get into tournament time. Moore takes strike three. That was a good breaking pitch from Winkleman, one away. Jammed him with the curveball, and he didn't even get a cut at it. That was a good pitch. Roby, the batter. Otis Roby has had a big night, too. He's got two hits. He scored two runs. He's stolen a base. And he takes it as strike. Strike one. On third, Jones. Jones doesn't want to stay at third here for Twin Cedars. He thought, if I had to run all the way to third on that, somebody needs to drive me home. and he would like Otis Roby to be the designated driver.
Drive me home.
One ball and one strike.
Well, Roby's the kid can do it. He's got a couple hits.
The pitch from Winkleman. That's fouled out of play over to the left. Nobody's going to get to that one. It's strike two. Good hustle, though, by the left fielder and third baseman for Eddieville Blakesburg, Tremont.
Stay in there. Go with it.
And his proud dad is shouting encouragement to him. Down to our right. Stay in there. Go with it. He's a good two-strike hitter. We'll see what he does this time, one and two. I would imagine we'll see Winkleman's curveball here. There it is again. I hit him. We saw the curve, but it curved right into Roby, and now they have runners at the corners again, first and third, and that brings to the plate Hunter Embry. He's flied out, and he has two hits. He's had a good night at the plate, too, two for three. Right-handed batter, runners at the corners. Roby, of course, has not been thrown out on the bases this year. 18 for 18. He's got to be running here, doesn't he, with the runner at third?
Well,
with only one out, I think. He'll be off to the races. They're going to hold him, but he's getting a big, big walking lead at first. Winkleman, of course, the left-hander, can look straight at him. He's coming to the plate. There he goes. Ball in the dirt. No throw. Stolen base. 19 for 19. Stolen base for Otis Roby. Now they have runners second and third, and they're hoping Embry can pick them up here. He's had an RBI in the game. The pitch on the way. It's a ball. 2-0. Hunter Embry. And a double in the second inning, as I said, to drive in actually two runs. Good night at the plate for him. The pitch, swing and a miss, and he had a major home run cut that time. He got all of that swing. Didn't get a piece of it, though. It's 2-1. They don't get cheated, do they?
I thought the breeze of that was my favorite.
2-1. The pitch from Winkleman. And then a high fly ball hits deep out to center field, way back. And it is off the fence. That will score two. Embry will trot into second. No, great relay. That, I thought, would score two, as well hit as that ball was. And Roby ends up staying at third. They hold him up there with just one out. I thought, sure, he would score on that. That ball was hit a ton. And I think the reason he held up a little bit, as well hit as it was, I think they had to get a read on whether
might have been
Corey Archer would make that play.
If he went, yeah, they had to go.
But it looked like there was no chance from our vantage point from the get-go. He got all of that. We've seen Twin Cedars hit a lot of hard-hit balls deep to center field tonight. In fact, if they would have hit it to left or right, they'd have been out of the ballpark, probably four or five balls tonight. But they're hitting it out to about 345 out there. It's now 8-1 Sabres, and they have the cleanup hitter, Corey Harrell, up there now. He's fanned his last two times up after a double in the first inning, and he is probably thinking, it's about time for me to get into the act here. Here's the pitch. He takes a strike.
In an important ball game, that runner has to score from second on that.
And he's got such terrific speed.
But
1-1. The pitch from Winkleman to Harrell, and he's in the hole 1-2 again.
Even if he was waiting to see and tag up and go after the catch, well, the catch wasn't made. I feel he could have scored.
Well, Harrell wants to put the ball in play this time. Takes it outside for ball 2-2. On deck for the Sabres, it's Brent Parker. Last inning, they had the bases loaded, and they stranded three because they got to the number 4 and 5 hitters, and they did not get them in. So that's not a trend they want to continue. And there it won't. There's a base hit for Harrell, and that will score two runs. Easily coming in to score both runners here, and Harrell racing to second, head first. And it gets away. They might have had him out there, but a heck of a job by Harrell, really hustling in there. He dove head first. The ball trickled away, and that is a double for Corey Harrell, driving in Embry and Roby. And it's now 10-1, Twin Cedars. Good hustle by Harrell that time. We're going to get number one coming in there for them, a courtesy runner. And Dave Roby does a great job. He'll pass that along to us. Number one is going to be Trace Embry.
Yeah, we've got those people. Yeah.
Trace Embry will go in and run, and we're going to get a pitching change here for Eddieville. And why will we get that?
We don't need that.
We're going to take a quick break. It's now Twin Cedars over Eddieville Blakesburg, 10-1, And we're going to have a pitching change. We'll be back with that just a moment.
It's like 25. Twin Cedars.
Thanks, Dave. Gage De La Cruz will be the new catcher. Gage De La Cruz.
Well,
we're back here at Twin Cedars at Bussey, and Twin Cedars has been hitting the ball all night long. They lead here in the bottom of the fifth, 10-1. And who would have thought it? There's only one out. You know, folks, here in the press box,
the Cruz is going to have to bat in Wickham's.
Bill, if they get one more run here, this game's over. 10-run rule. Who would have thought it? We're in the bottom of the fifth. 10-1 Twin Cedars. Gage De La Cruz goes in for Louis Winkleman. Winkleman had been the second pitcher for Eddieville Blakesburg in the night, and they are finally getting to him. He came out of the lineup. De La Cruz went in for him and is now catching. Will bat in the number 9 spot if they get the opportunity in the Eddieville Blakesburg lineup. Wuersta, who was the catcher, will now do the pitching. But the problem for Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont, they trail Twin Cedars here 10-1, bottom of the fifth. The Sabres have a runner at second, scoring position, and a base hit would end this game between these two powerhouses. It's been all Twin Cedars tonight. The interesting thing is, here's the pitch from Wuersta. It's high for a ball. Brett Parker, the batter. The interesting thing is these two teams could hook up again this weekend because there's a tournament here at Twin Cedars, and Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont's in it, as, of course, is Twin Cedars. That's ball two. And we might not see this situation again. These two teams are very talented. They've won 33 games between them, but Twin Cedars has just looked every bit like the third-ranked team in the state tonight. Ball three now to Parker.
Okay.
We mentioned that Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont played a doubleheader with Centerville for the conference lead in the South Central last night. They used their big ace, Bambrook. There's a strike inside to Brent, 3-1. Just a remarkable game for Twin Cedars. We knew they were very, very good, but they've demonstrated that and more tonight. Here's the pitch. The runner fakes to go. Doesn't. Ball four to Parker. Two on now, still only one out, and the batter is Drew Carlson, and
they strike out Parker.
Parker drew a walk. Carlson has been hit by a pitch, flied out, and grounded out for short. He is 0 for 2. The pitch takes it outside for a ball. Parker's at first,
okay.
And the courtesy runner, of course, that went in for Harrell is second.
Okay.
And that, is, of course, is Trace Embry. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball. And it's a 2-0. And Wuersta, who's come on in relief, you know, putting Wuersta in from the catcher position for Eddieville, he was getting a workout behind the plate tonight. He's probably pretty fatigued right from the get-go out there on the hill. That's in the dirt, ball three. Three balls and no strikes, and I would imagine here Carlson's going to be taking his pitch all the way, the left-handed batter, 3-0. Wuersta checks down to the runner. They're not holding him. Embry at second. They're not holding the runner at first. There's ball four. The bases are loaded. One out. And that brings Eric Clark to the plate. He singled and scored a run. He struck out twice. And with one out, 10-1 ball game.
Basically loaded.
One more run, and Twin Cedars has this in five innings. And I would imagine, if you're Matt Miller, you could do several things here. You can wait for Wuersta to throw a strike, but you could put a squeeze down and probably win the ball game right here. It's low for a ball because they've got their infield pretty much at regular depth. Bambrook is in a little bit on the grass at first, but any kind of a bunt will end this ballgame. There's a strike. No inclination to do that, and Clark has a one ball, one strike count. Worcester, right-handed pitcher for Eddyville. On the season, that's foul back, strike two. This is Worcester's first appearance of the season for Eddyville in relief or in any pitching capacity. He's their all-conference catcher, and he's now in the game pitching. The 1-2 count to Clark popped up, foul ball behind us, 1-2. On deck, if you're wondering, it's Colin Still. When you look at these two teams and how they've played all year, Bill, you would not have anticipated such a lopsided game, but I'm just so very impressed with Twin Cedars tonight.
The difference in this ball game is the pitcher. Four.
Strike three and down on strike is Clark. Moore has pitched well for Twin Cedars, hasn't he? You are right on the head there. And the Rockets pitchers have really struggled against a dynamic hitting attack from the Sabres tonight. Well, here's Colin Still. 1-for-3, right-handed batter. It's in the dirt for a ball.
And Twin Cedars has batted around.
Again. Second time tonight.
Yes.
One ball, no strikes. Two out. Bases loaded. 10-1 Sabres. Bottom of the fifth. Pitch by Worcester. And it's low for a ball. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Our next action will be Monday night. Albia at Sheraton girls softball. And the next boys action, Albia at Sheraton Tuesday. Boys baseball. Sheraton, very good ball club. There's a strike right in there. Now to Still. Lots of baseball yet coming your way here on KIIC through the summer season. Covering Albia softball and baseball. Also, we'll cover some more Rocket games and certainly Sabres games. Foul ball out of play to the right. And it's 2-2. Worcester would love to get this batter and get out of the inning. Bases are loaded. There have been a lot of Sabres runners on the bases tonight. The pitch from Worcester. Curveball just missed. It's 3-2, and this is a big, big pitch here.
3-2, and two out, and the bases are loaded. What is going to happen?
The runners are going to be running with the pitch, and if it's a ball, this game's over. Three balls, two strikes. The runners will be going with two out, full count. Worcester takes a long look in to De La Cruz. The pitch on the way, and he fouls it off. We'll do it again. Bottom of the fifth, 10-1. And a major league update for you. Bottom of the sixth, St. Louis leads Chicago, 4-1. And the Cardinals have two on and two out. The two great rivals in the National League Central, Cubs and Cardinals. That's been that way for years. There's ball four. And that is the ball game. The walk. The run scores, forcing it a run. That's an RBI for Still. And Twin Cedars has won this game at 11-1 over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. And I tell you what, let's look at this. We'll be back for a quick wrap-up in a moment. We had a team here, Twin Cedars, coming in number 3 in the state in 1A, 16-1 overall. They're now 17-1. The only game they've lost was to Albia. Here, Coy Moore lost that game pitching. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont came in at 17-5. In first place in the South Central Conference. On paper, this is a great matchup. And what happens tonight, it's all Twin Cedars. The Sabres win it in 5 innings. 10-run rule, 11-1, and were very, very impressive in doing it. They had their hitting shoes on. They were stealing bases. They played some fantastic defense. Coy Moore just pitched outstanding for the Sabres tonight. Had a couple of innings where he got into a little trouble. His breaking pitches were working at pretty good location when he'd settled down. It was all Twin Cedars. They moved to 17-1 on the year. The Rockets fall to 17-6. The interesting thing is these two could hook up again this weekend in the tourney, and that would be extremely interesting if they play again. Bill's going to figure some totals and highlights. I've got Jim Cagle, who just came in here, the Albie assistant coach. And I'm going to borrow your headphones for a minute, Bill, and talk to Jim. Jim, of course, is the Albie assistant coach. You've played both these teams. And I need a comment to Bill during the game, Jim. You're the only team to beat Twin Cedars, but I sure wouldn't have wanted to play them tonight.
No, they had things working tonight, definitely.
They really showed why they're ranked third in the state tonight.
Yeah, they took advantage of everything that Eddieville gave them and just came out scoring and never stopped.
They were much more aggressive, I thought, at the plate than when they played against you folks, and they were really utilizing their speed on the bases, too.
Yeah, and another difference I thought in the game is, and that's, you know, it happens sometimes in these non-conference games is, you know, Eddieville doesn't have their big guys on the mound, and Twin Cedars had their maybe number two pitcher that was ready to go and
who had 8 days rest, and they were kind of concerned. They looked a little rusty early, but he settled in pretty well.
Settled in pretty well and kind of shut things down. Eddieville did have a couple chances there early, had bases loaded there one time and didn't get much out of it. And then after he got in a groove, well, it was too late.
Moore has a nice breaking ball for them.
Yes, yeah, he throws the ball well, has a nice curve ball, and he makes the speed real well. You know, he's got a couple different fastballs.
Takes a little off one of the fastballs.
One of them's a little faster, and then the breaking ball when it's working, and he's tough.
Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont would like to pitch Bambrook tonight, but he went against Centerville last night. It'd be nice to see these two teams with both their number ones pitching. But one thing that has to concern Rod Ashman a little bit with Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont tonight. Of course, they had the big emotional doubleheader with Centerville last night where they split.
Yes.
And that takes a lot out of you. But he had to be concerned tonight. His club was not hitting the ball well at all.
No, they, like I say, they had a couple chances there early, and then after Moore got into the groove, well, they didn't hit the ball. They left a lot of kids out there. And
Twin Cedars played some great defense tonight, too.
Yes.
Play a third by their third baseman, Harrell, was an outstanding pick, and then the stretch over first.
You know, I was sitting down here talking to one of the Eddieville parents and when that happened, and that's exactly what we both said. You know, great play on both ends. The third baseman does a good job, and the first baseman picks it out of the dirt.
Yeah, Clark.
Yeah, it's just when you got that going on, it's, you know, it's your night.
Well, I'll tell you, both these clubs are going to be heard from yet through the year. As I said, Twin Cedars now 17-1, number three in the state. Eddieville Blakesburg drops to 17-6, but they still lead the South Central Conference. And that's going to be a real chase down the end, too, because Sheraton, they still have to play them again. They've got to play you guys again, and Sheraton's got a real tough schedule ahead. They play you guys four times yet.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real chase in the South Central, as we talked before the game. You had fun watching and probably not coaching tonight, though, didn't you?
Exactly. It's nice to sit here and not have to worry about doing anything on the field or doing any coaching. Just watch the game. That was I enjoyed doing that.
Always good to see you, Jim. We're going to send it back to the station for two commercials. We'll be back. Bill Saylor will give us the final totals and stats for the ball game. And what a ball game tonight. Third-ranked Twin Cedars of Bussey in our highlight game of the week, defeating Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, powerhouse in their own right, the leaders of the South Central, by a score of 11-1 in five innings. The winning pitcher in the game, Coy Moore, the loser for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, Trevor Barnett, and the Rockets used four pitchers tonight, three pitchers, rather, tonight. And Coy Moore went the route for Twin Cedars. And Moore had a pretty good outing in five innings tonight, Bill.
Yes, he did. He pitched five innings. He only gave up one hit and one run. He walked five, but look at this. He struck out nine. And when you strike out nine in five innings, you are taking over the game.
And he was impressive tonight. And the Sabres had their hitting shoes on, as I said, 12 hits tonight and 11 runs. And they just had their way with pretty much everybody that Eddyville threw out there.
Well, Eddyville started with Barnett. Barnett lasted one and two-thirds innings, giving up seven hits. That was the ball game right there when Twin Cedars just pounded the ball, and he gave up seven hits, six runs. He only walked one, and he only struck out one. Winkleman relieved Barnett. Winkleman pitched one and one-third innings. He gave up five hits and four runs. He walked two and struck out three. Wurstick came in to finish the game, and he pitched one-third inning, no hits, and the winning run, or the lead run, the 11th run, scored while Worcester was pitching, and he walked three.
And the interest struck out one. The interesting thing, Bill, Twin Cedars had 11 runs, and they left eight men on besides.
They relieved eight men on, too.
They left eight on. I mean, they just did everything right tonight.
Yeah, I remember the inning. They left the bases loaded.
And just looked very, very good doing it.
A strong effort tonight by the Twin Cedars ball team.
Their third place ranking will not be endangered from this.
I like that pitching tonight. When you're not Eddyville. Eddyville is a good team, and you don't strike out nine Eddyville batters that often, I don't think.
No, they were just not hitting more, and the curveball was really effective for him tonight. Good game. We never expected the result. We thought this would be a nail-biter both ways. These are two very good teams. But even when you have a very good team like Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, sometimes, as I used to say, you'll get waxed now and then, and they got waxed tonight. Twin Cedars demonstrating their power. They've got to feel very, very good about things. Next up for us, Monday night, Albie girls travel to Sharon. I'll be there for that. Bill will be along. Tuesday night, I'll be by my lonesome. Albius, Sheraton. Boys doubleheader, and we'll bring you that game Tuesday, and then we'll see this Eddyville team again next Thursday, Bill, as they travel to Albion to take on the Blue Demons, and that should be exciting because I'm sure they're going to get regrouped and be ready for that as they get back in their conference matchups. It's nice to have Jim Cagle with us tonight. Dave Roby is always terrific up here, the principal at Twin Cedars. Hope you enjoy the game. We always like being around baseball, don't we, Bill? Absolutely. And the final score tonight, Twin Cedars 11, Eddyville Blakesburg 1. And poor Bill Saylor, I'm Rich Grimes, and we say thanks for your time this time. And until next time, so long.